From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail for resisting police and fined him 20,000 rubles, about $350, for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration Sunday afternoon was illegal. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
Now, Navalny argued back to the court saying that the authorities had not offered specific alternative venues for his demonstration within 3 days of the rally itself. So therefore, according to Russian law, he should be allowed to hold it where he wanted to, which was in central Moscow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov Monday said Moscow authorities offered two alternative sites to the organizers, according to the Interfax news agency. Peskov called the protesters provocateurs looking to incite violence and accused organizers of exploiting children, claiming many were paid to attend, but citing no evidence. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and key advisor Jared Kushner has agreed to be questioned as part of a Senate investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election. That's according to the White House. Kushner is the closest Trump ally to be questioned so far by the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating ties between Trump associates and Russian officials. The Senate committee wants to know more about Kushner's two December meetings with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. This is VOA News. The coalition forces in Iraq continued the operation Sunday to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants after a day-long pause. The escalation of fighting has had a heavy toll on the civilian population in the densely populated western part of the city. It's not clear how many civilians were killed or how. VOA's Larissa Hoke reports.
The Iraqi army paused the offensive temporarily amid reports that a coalition air raid in western Mosul last week destroyed a building, killing numerous civilians inside. Officials say they are investigating whether the building was actually hit by a coalition strike or an Islamic State suicide bomber. A makeshift hospital was set up in western Mosul to treat the wounded. Islamic State is putting up a fierce resistance in an effort to retain its hold on Mosul, a place where Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi announced the establishment of a so-called caliphate straddling Iraq and Syria. But the coalition forces have retaken a large part of the city and its outskirts since the launch of a massive offensive in October. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated the importance of Israeli and American cooperation in the battle against militant Islam in the Middle East Monday, saying the two countries must stand together to ensure light triumphs over darkness and hope triumphs over despair. He also emphasized the importance of preventing Iran from ever developing nuclear weapons. Speaking Monday morning via satellite at the annual policy conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Netanyahu called on the United States to vanquish the Islamic State group from the areas it now controls and build alliances with moderate Muslims in the region to make sure IS doesn't return.
Israel is committed to working with President Trump to advance peace with the Palestinians and with all our neighbors.
Netanyahu thanked President Donald Trump for his vocal support of Israel and U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley for boycotting a U.N. standing agenda item that requires the Human Rights Council to debate Israeli human rights abuses against Palestinians, the only one of its kind. South Korean prosecutors have decided to ask for an arrest warrant for ousted President Park Geun-hye in the corruption scandal that has forced her from office. Yonhap News Agency reported that prosecutors requested the warrant on Monday. South Korea's constitutional court dismissed Park from office earlier this month following her impeachment by lawmakers over allegations she colluded with longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort companies to donate nearly $70 million to dubious foundations in exchange for favorable treatment.
That's the latest world news from VOA.